I was thinking
Okay.
of things that came up the last time I played Never Have I Ever, and I
Okay.
just ended up like confessing to weird stuff even though I had not never done
Which is basically the twice, at least twice have I
Yeah.
ever version.
And semen is just, typical Tuesday.
That's amazing.
At least before the pandemic.
Semen is a typical Tuesday. You heard it here first.
Welcome back, Intimates. Thanks for your support on Patreon, making this 2021 season possible. This podcast is about all things intimate: relationships, love, connection, community, consensual non-monogamy, kink, orgies, lovers, and of course, good old-fashioned sex. I talk with old friends and even meet some new ones. I interview people from all walks of life, from recovered addicts to counselors, sex partners to perfect strangers. I'd like to thank my hosts, the Musqueam First Nation, as this podcast is recorded on their unceded ancestral territory, where I was born, where I work, and where I currently live and play. So settle in for an intimate conversation.
We're back with At Least Twice Have I Ever with Melody Ann from Erotic Education with Melody Ann. And Ms. Sarah Blaze, a woman of many identities, from mom to conference organizer to dominatrix. Twice Have I Ever is a party game where we picked something that we've done at least twice that we hope the others have not done. Today we'll talk about being choked out during sex, recording porn, having group sex, and lots, lots more, right here on Intimate Interactions. Welcome everyone to another session of Intimate Interactions. I'm here with erotic educator Melody Ann and Ms. Sarah Blaze. We are going to be playing At Least Twice Have I Ever today, which is a party game like Never Have I Ever, except the goal is to find something that only you have done, so it's kind of like the opposite of Never Have I Ever, but you have to have done it at least twice. So, now that we all understand the rules, who would like to go first?
I will.
Okay.
This is Melody Ann, and I have at least twice passed out during sex.
Passed out during sex.
And I think being choked out should count.
Yeah, that counts. But I think we would just call it being choked out then.
Okay, in that case, being choked out at least twice. I mean, okay, I have passed out randomly once, choked out multiple times. So I was counting that as at least twice, but now that we're going into specifics here.
I've never done that.
I've also, okay. I've never choked someone out during sex, and I have never been choked out during sex. I've definitely choked someone during sex, but never.
I've choked someone out during sex, but I've never been choked out during sex.
Fair enough.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All the way out? Mm-hmm. Nice. Mm-hmm.
I have at least twice been in porn.
Ooh.
Same.
Does the porn have to be like published porn?
In my case, yes, it's published porn.
Okay.
Does camming count?
Yeah, camming counts.
Oh yeah, if camming counts, then yes, I have been in published porn.
Excellent.
All of the above.
So all three of us have.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that was on my list, but now I can't use it. I was trying to create a broader way of encompassing both porn and camming and posting nudes, and so mm-hmm. I said, created adult content that ended up on the internet.
Yep. That yeah. is definitely, yep. yeah, we have all definitely done that.
Mm-hmm. It's my turn again.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, wait, Victor, have you gone yet?
I have not.
Okay, then you.
I'm going to steal... No, I'm not going to. I'll leave that one for Sarah.
Okay.
At least twice have I ever verbally fantasized with someone about zoophilia. So animals.
Say that again?
At least twice have I ever verbally fantasized with someone about zoophilia or animal sex. Animal-human sex.
Yes. I have had... a partner who is fascinated by it.
Cool.
And so it's been a topic of conversation. And in fact, one of the things that I have in my storage locker that was donated is animal porn.
Oh wow!
On like reel to reel
film.
Wow.
So I'm not entirely sure what to do with.
Yeah, fair.
Yeah, that's that might be contraband.
You might need some brain bleach. after watching that. Yeah, I've written zoophilia erotica mostly because it overlapped with some other porn I was reading, and yeah, not my thing, so haven't verbally or otherwise fantasized about it. I had a very strange dream last night about a sheep, though. it wasn't a sex dream per se, but I posted a memory yesterday on Facebook of my cat when she was in heat rolling around being horny. And then so last night I had a dream about a sheep that was in heat rolling around being horny, and it was the most random dream. And then the sheep ended up pregnant, and it wasn't me, but I don't know how it got pregnant. So apparently it's in there in my subconscious somewhere.
Probably more from
regardless of whether I've fantasized.
Probably more from the like being a cat mom managing cats than from anything else.
Yeah, for sure.
Being like, you didn't get pregnant sheep. Now we've got to deal with all of your little sheepies.
Your little lambs.
Little lammies.
Aw. So, at least twice have I ever been double fisted.
Ooh, yeah, I have at least once double-fisted someone, and it was you.
But I
have never been fisted or double-fisted.
Okay.
All right, along those lines, I have at least twice anally fisted somebody.
I have not.
Single or double? You've one done or that? Two hands?
One hand.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're halfway there.
No, you did that in your butt, Amelia?
No, well, I've single fisted my butt long ago before I had, digestive issues. But,
yes.
No, the double fisting.
No buts about it.
The double fisting was in Melody's.
We're talking vaginal here. But, you know, for the sake of going around the circle, you know, any hole counts. Except the mouth. Their mouth, and it's...
Yeah, so
I tried to do a double fisting anally, but I couldn't get past the second... Yeah, I almost got them, but
it just isn't quite as stretchy a hole. You can't push it in the same way.
Yeah.
Although I have a feeling.
This man's hole was vast.
Yeah.
But still not vast enough. Alas.
Not vast enough, yeah.
Unfortunate.
It was a good challenge, though.
I mean, I had a partner who double-fisted a man's ass and got stuck. And they had to, insert another, finger. I think the guy whose ass it was had to, insert something else into the side just to break the seal. But
got suction stuck.
Yeah, after the orgasm.
Oh, yeah.
It was a near disaster.
A near disaster. Well, yeah, otherwise the doctors would have had to amputate.
I think the go-to would be muscle relaxants, or I don't know, maybe it would be impressive if this person's ass was double-fisted without poppers on hand, but that might be something to help, get them out if that
was
true.
That's true.
Fair enough. Whose turn is it? Is it mine? It might be mine.
I think so.
Mm-hmm. Right, so this is the... At least twice have I ever.
Mm-hmm.
Could have sworn I had prompts somewhere, but I think I have forgotten them or misplaced them. I do not have them. Okay. Well, I am pretty much out of prompts. So at least twice have I ever peed on someone's face?
Yeah, I have.
I have not. I'm trying to think, has it ever happened during a diaper change as a baby? But I've definitely squirted in someone's face at least twice, but
yeah,
but as sex educators, different fluids.
Even if there is some urine involved, not going to hurt anyone, but
agreed.
Not consciously urinated in someone's face.
Yeah, I have intentionally urinated on someone's face twice.
Yeah.
I squatted over their face and pissed in their mouth, made them drink it.
Hot.
Sometimes. Yeah. I have at least twice had group sex.
Yeah.
Define group. If it's a whole bunch of people in the room having, threesomes and twosomes and foursomes, then yes. If it's four or more people in an orgy, all interconnected bodies, then that. Actually, no.
That. Have I done four or more people interconnected? At least twice. I've done three or more people in a room at an orgy where a lot of, like, I've been at an orgy and had sex with more than two other people, but it was like chronologically not at the same time. It was like two partners and then two partners. So basically the question is like, had a foursome or moresome at least twice? I don't think I had a foursome. I feel like I have been part of at least one where I was in a partner and the two of us both went down on a woman who was having sex with someone in some other way. But that was a one time thing. Usually I do various threesomes.
Yeah.
I just find it's really manageable. Whereas with foursomes and moresomes, like the negotiation and like the tracking gets really hard. But yeah, kudos to you, Sarah. Kudos to you.
I do enjoy the group sex. Yeah, that's true.
It is a lot of fun. I do really enjoy group sex as well. I just don't have very much of it.
Same. Need to add it to my bucket list. bucket list.
There you go.
Bucket list.
At least twice have I ever had sex at my parents' place.
Oh, yeah. In my parents' bed.
Actually, not more than twice.
I, in high school, used to have sex with my girlfriend on my dad's couch because I lived at home.
Yeah.
And when she had her first ever orgasm, she said that, like, for the rest of her life, she would never forget the texture of that, like, uncomfortable couch.
Aww.
Because she was just, like, bare ass up against it because we were children and didn't know to put something down to, like, one, protect the couch, and two, maybe make it a little more comfortable.
Yeah.
Because when you're 17, you do silly things. Like, you're just into the sex. So it's just horny. Such a, like, life-altering thing that you, like, get tunnel vision.
Yeah.
And you get, like, rug burn and stuff like that. I remember rug burn. Yeah.
It wouldn't be comfortable. That wasn't a comfortable
sometimes
couch.
It was, like, on the top of my foot because of the way it was, bad.
Oh, geez, yeah. Bad time.
A couple weeks ago, I was in Arizona with Scott, because Scott, I don't know if you know, that he's been in Arizona since the beginning of November, basically.
Okay.
His mom is sick. And so I was there the week that she had surgery, and she had two stents put into her heart. And, so she had that day, and so she'd had anesthetic, and Scott gave her an edible, and she was in bed and asleep. And I'm like, well, why don't I, like, give you a blowjob? Because I was leaving the next day. And he's like, my mom's in the next room. She's going to wake up. I'm like, she's not going to fucking wake up. There's not a chance that she's going to wake up with all this drug she has in her system. Swear to God. Right before he was about to get off,
was like,
Scott from the other room.
Amazing.
Like, how is this possible?
Timing, man.
Amazing. I'm kind of happy that you were able to give him that level of quality dick whiplash.
Yeah.
I feel like as the top side of you must have been very satisfied with that.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Okay, confession time on my part. At least twice have I ever had a one-night stand and then forgot their name.
Oh,
I mean, it doesn't sound so terrible until you meet them later and they're like, hey, Melody, and it's like, hi, great to see you.
Okay, I've never had that happen. They're like all in my distant past, but that's awesome.
I had a one-night stand with someone I met at the Taboo Sex Show, which is this big kind of consumeristic sex convention that happens every year in Vancouver.
Consumeristic.
10 years ago. And then while we were having sex, he said, I want you to never forget me, never, ever forget me. And I'm just like, it was kind of weird. Like, we both knew it was a casual thing, but I was like, I'll never forget you. Like, you know, not after he said that, I won't. So, you know, the sex was all right. We didn't talk after that. But then I bumped into him again at Taboo, literally 10 years after the fact.
Amazing.
And he walks up to me and says, "You remember me, right?" And I'm like, "Of course."
And you're like,
"I
yeah, you're
you.
That guy who said, 'Never forget me.' What a weirdo you were 10 years ago."
I know. And then he says, "I've come to Taboo every year since, hoping to see you again."
Oh my God. That's
awesome. Oh my God.
Creepy as hell. Kind of sweet, but sad, and mostly just creepy.
Kind of so, sweet, yeah. Mostly really sad. 10 yeah. years of his life?
That's not
it must
10
have been
years
really good, Melody Ann.
I tend to be very good at sex, yes, but.
I appreciate that you're literally like, the sex was okay. And he's like, "I've been making an annual pilgrimage in the hope that I might, my dick might run into your mouth again." Like a pilgrimage. Like, it's like, you can just imagine all of his little sperm in like religious regalia making their pilgrimage to Taboo every year.
Oh my God.
I mean, he was local. It wasn't like a huge trek from Ontario or something.
Hoping to make it to the promised land of inside Melody's body. They will tell
so
stories.
If you're listening to this, hi Taboo guy, I still do remember you.
Though apparently not your name.
Just not your name.
Oh my goodness.
To be fair, I've had like full ass crushes on people I've met like in the kink scene and being sure. like, "Hey, what's sure. your name again?" And they were like, "We've met like 6 times. Like, insert foot into mouth.
It does.
And like give up on any hope of ever playing with this person.
One night stand was Anne, so I think that's to me, unless you've thought of one, Sarah.
I have at least twice had sex outside.
Yeah.
Yep.
Never in the rain, though. No, I was going to put that one for Never Have I Ever, but I forgot.
That's what I had.
I almost got caught once outside. Like, we're literally, my partner and I had sex, like, not to completion. We, like, had some sex and then yeah. just decided that outdoor sex wasn't always super comfortable. And it was pretty cold, so we just, like, dressed. And the second that we were, like, dressed, people, like, walked up a path, like, ooh. Right. Like, we missed getting busted by such a narrow margin.
Just because you decided not to finish, that seemed
to yeah, rest. Exactly.
Yeah.
Otherwise, like, would have been finishing inside of her, because we did that back in the day. We were also kids, but and she was on the pill. But I do not recommend, unless you're really into that, like we were.
I mean, the idea of being caught is hot. Actually being caught can be
not
super
so
awkward.
Hot.
Yeah. Well, and we definitely, like, we were on, like, a trek in Tofino, like, out in the bush, and we had to make this, like, pretty dangerous jump from, like, one set of rocks to another
okay.
to, like, get up into this patch of forest, and I think there just must have been an easier route in somewhere else that we didn't know about.
That someone else found, apparently.
That someone else just was casually walking. We thought we were remote when we were doing it, so we figured we were pretty safe.
Yeah.
And we figured we'd hear people making the jump. And then, yeah, just people just emerged from somewhere else in the woods where there was, like, no trail. And we were like, okay.
Out of nowhere.
And you're also here. Hi. I think that's back to me again.
It is. Have you thought of any since?
At least twice have I ever used the hilt of a flail, like a multi-fall implement of punishment as a dildo.
I think that's a once for me.
I don't think I've done that.
Yeah, there's usually better toys or tools around, but I had this really pretty purple nine tail rose. I don't know
very
what
nice.
To call them anymore, but
flogger,
I guess. A flail of some kind. Yeah. I'm avoiding the word flogger, so I'm not sure what to call it.
I see. Okay.
Yeah. Just because of the ties in with Black history and such.
Yeah.
And I'm not Black. So for me, I have no idea what to call them. I really don't. I don't know what to call them, but I'll have to think of something, because we'll eventually figure something out. But yes,
impact
the shaft.
Toy. impact
toy. Yeah, it's an impact toy for sure. Thank you. So the shaft of an impact toy, it was just, it was shaped like a dildo. It was like you were holding nice. Onto a cock that was attached to 9 leather purple roses that you were just like beating someone with. And the best part about it was, in the same way that people can earn a cracker from a whip, if you hit people hard enough with this impact toy, the petals of the leather rose would actually fall off the toy. You just
did
had to hit them
beat
hard
me
enough.
With it once?
I think I did, and I think you earned a heart.
I remember them coming off and taking it home.
Yeah.
So I don't remember the handle being very dickish, but I probably wasn't paying much attention to the handle. I probably wasn't even facing it.
I think at a certain point, I drilled a hole through the handle and put in like in the tip, I drilled like a hole, like where a penis would have a hole. And then I screwed in a hook and then I could hang it on things.
So you hung it on the wall or whatever through its keyhole.
Because it was really pretty. And aww. Then it stopped being a dildo.
Got it.
Again, it wasn't practical, because once it's inside of someone, you've just got like a dildo in you that has like a whole bunch of leather roses spilling out of your nether regions. Like, it's a really
it sounds like a fun photo shoot.
Definitely. And it just seems like such a good idea until you've used it a few times. Then you're like, let's just use literally any other dildo, and then I can still hit you with this while there's a dildo inside you.
But what if you had like really amazingly strong PC muscles and you could like flog someone with your own cunt?
Yeah, that would be impressive.
See this. If you could do this, I would like to see this.
I could probably just make it move up and down a few inches, but not, you know, the full swing.
To get real momentum. Like laying between your legs, like, yeah, you'd flog their face maybe. I don't know.
It's definitely a photo shoot, because I feel like if you can get it in motion, that's all you need for a good photo shoot. It doesn't have to actually be like repeatedly hitting them.
Yeah.
You would just like look like Uber Frau. Like, you would be like clenching super hard and like swinging.
You could
and
make
all
like
they
a
2-second
GIF. Just repeating itself.
Amazing. You could get shots, though, of you, like, with, like, buttocks flexed and, like, all of your muscles squeezed and, like, this toy in your pussy and, like, the falls hitting someone in the butt.
Love it.
That'd be good.
Nice.
Okay.
Sarah, was it your turn or should I go?
I have one more I can put out there.
Okay.
I have at least twice worn a strap-on out in public under my clothes.
I have not.
Worn a strap-on out under your clothes? I have not, but I have put toys in partners to wear out in public.
I've also done that.
Kind of like the top-bottom reversal of it.
Yeah.
I've worn rope. I've worn a crotch rope under my clothes.
I've done that to somebody, but I've never done it.
Yeah.
I've put rope on someone, tying like a metal hook into them.
Oh, that was me, wasn't it?
You were one of the people.
I was one of a few.
You were one of not to make it less special, but you were one of
absolutely doesn't. I'm glad several got to enjoy.
It's true.
And then I think we walked to Starbucks in New West.
Yeah, making people walk while a hook is inserted is an interesting exercise, because depending on how you've done the rope, sometimes it's like I'm getting really aroused while I'm walking, or it's like this is really
it
uncomfortable
sucks.
And I'm enduring this while I'm walking.
Usually, you know, I think kind of both.
Usually it's at best a little bit of both, but it's never comfortable to have like a hard piece of steel in your body and then be self-conscious and trying to hide it, like, do I look like I have a steel banana in my pussy? Does anyone know I've got a steel banana in my ass right now? I don't think so. I hope not.
There's probably some like minor limping and people imagine that I, you know, would have gotten fucked really hard the previous night, which is fair. It's
quite possibly,
a little extra walk of shame.
We're all about destigmatizing here, but also sometimes shame can be hot. And if it is, don't let everyone tell you that you're not allowed to be ashamed of sex, because if it's hot for you, enjoy that shame.
Yep.
No shame shaming.
No shame shaming.
Exactly.
Don't yuck my shame.
I have at least twice ejaculated into my own face.
Oh.
No.
So I'm saying ejaculated for all genders.
Yep.
So if it comes out of your genitals, then
If the fluid comes out of your genitals.
That is, nope. That's a hard no for me.
Okay, fair.
Have I ever ejaculated onto my face? I feel like maybe once I might have gotten splash, like some splashes on my face.
But not more than twice.
I don't think twice or more, no.
Okay. I think I squirted in my own eye once, and I was surprised how much it did not sting. Whereas semen in the eye, terrible, terrible thing.
It does sound like you to have managed to squirt into your own
in
eye.
My own
like,
eye.
That's a thing I can see you doing.
Yeah. I think like my legs were up near my head, and so like I was kind of half upside down, and so gravity just did its thing.
Wow. I still remember the time you squirted where I was having anal sex with you. Mm-hmm. And it's the only time I've ever had someone squirt from just anal sex with nothing in their pussy.
Yeah, that was the only time I've squirted from anal sex. And that was super hot.
It was super hot. Yeah, I had a great time. 10 out of 10, do you recommend?
Yes.
How are we doing here? I'm pretty much out of them. Does anyone have more?
Or at least I have twice a few more, but they're pretty tame.
That's okay.
Okay, let's do tame. Like, at least twice have I ever been suspended in rope.
Nope.
You know, that's my idea of vanilla, apparently.
Have I been full? Yes, I've been full suspended twice, at least twice in rope.
Okay. There, I don't think I've seen you suspended.
I've never been suspended.
Okay.
Xanthi
no
suspended
desire.
Me once.
Will I just go through my last prompts I have here?
Sure.
I have at least twice engaged in public speaking whilst half naked. And yep. Then I wrote, or should I call it pubic speaking?
I feel like I've done public speaking in my underwear.
Certainly in lingerie or something like
that.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you were topless at the gathering in Seattle.
I feel like that barely counts, but I'll take it.
I'm like, no, I have seen you teaching half naked. I mean, I was thinking bottomless, but either or, half naked counts as
mm-hmm.
half the body or the other.
Yeah, that's fair.
Hmm. Also think of like how many people have given a talk on Zoom, you know, fully dressed from the waist up, but you know, nothing underneath.
I have definitely joined Zoom in like underwear and a dress shirt. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, same.
Did you have any more?
Finally, my tame prompt round two is at least twice have I ever hooked up with someone that I met on vacation.
Oh.
Nope.
I don't think I have either. I've definitely wanted to hook up with people that I met on vacation, but usually I'm vacationing with a partner. And that makes things
fair.
Really awkward.
Yeah.
Especially if you're in like a hostel and you're like, oh, that really cute Spanish girl over there is really into me. We don't even speak the same language. It would be very clear that this is a casual thing.
Mm-hmm.
But then you're also like, that would really complicate things, and I have a train to catch in 40 minutes.
Oh, yeah. It's time sensitive there.
Time sensitive.
Although, what if traveling for kink conferences and conventions count? Then have you hooked up with someone you met on vacation?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. So, honestly, it depends on vacation. Are you doing touristy things, or are you doing perverted things?
Yeah.
Well, that's a good point.
Yeah.
If I'm doing perverted things, I will do all the perverted things.
That
for sure.
is the point. Well, no, learning and education and teaching and partying and playing is the point. Sex is the icing on the cake.
Mm-hmm.
It's
fact,
a very nice thing.
Now that you mention it, when I went to Sex Geek Summer Camp with you, I hooked up with at least two people, and that was like one vacation.
Yeah.
At least twice if I ever applies,
but was
I
it
think.
A vacation? Because it was semi-professional.
That's true. Semi-professional. It was like a conference.
But it was a vacation. We tried to hike by a waterfall and couldn't find parking.
That's true. We did attempt to make it a vacation.
That was really fun.
It was a good time. That was where I met Jazz.
Right. Yes.
The same Jazz Goldman that would later be on my podcast for like 10 or 12 episodes.
Nice.
Yeah. They're awesome.
Yeah.
Cool. So it sounds like we're out of prompts.
Guess so. Do I double check that I have any more? No, I have gone through all of them.
Crushed another game. Thank you so much, you two. Much appreciated.
That was fun.
Yeah, it was.
Very welcome. Oh, I do have a final would you rather that okay. I didn't get around to. Would you rather taste your friend's semen or a friend's breast milk?
I don't really see either as necessarily being bad. I would probably go for breast milk because I know what semen tastes like and I don't know what breast milk tastes like.
Yeah.
I've tasted both, so I could go either way. I prefer breast milk to semen.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, I mean, I assumed it would
be a food,
like that.
So it makes sense it would taste a bit better.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's supposed to be a food.
It's literally a food. That's what it's for. It's not a sex fluid, although, you know, if you want to use it that way, more power to you. Yeah, I guess I would go with breast milk too, because I haven't tasted it, you know, in recent memory. So.
Yeah, exactly.
Not as an adult.
Not as an adult.
Although I can produce a bit of milk from only my right tit for some reason. It just randomly lactates, but. The idea of tasting my own kind of squeaks me out for some reason. So the idea of trying a friend's milk on the other hand, sure, like, go for it. And semen is just, you know, typical Tuesday.
That's amazing.
At least before the pandemic.
Semen is a typical Tuesday. You heard it here first.
Erotic educator signing off.
Yes, exactly. Crushed it. So how did you like it, Intimates? Discuss your ideas with the community at facebook.com/IntimateVictor or tweet me at IntimateVictor or follow my Instagram, you guessed it, at IntimateVictor. If you can spare the cost of coffee to help the show keep going, head to patreon.com/VictorSalmon. We hugely appreciate your help to continue making intimate conversations for you and yours. If not, you can always help other intimacy nerds find the podcast by leaving us a review anywhere online, especially iTunes. Or you can just tell a friend. The opening music is On Hold For You, made of algorithmically generated notes and chords and played by an AI-rendered saxophonist. The closing music is Gymnopédie No. 1 by Eric Satie. Both are provided royalty-free, courtesy of Kevin MacLeod at Incompetech.com. Thanks so much for your time, and may your most important relationships be filled with the intimate, rich interactions you crave. Be well.